Welcome to Minute with Mary. This is a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up the volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host, Mary Larson. I'm an independent unique presenter and I can't handle it. I have been on a sponsoring kick, my friends. It is October 23rd, 2019, and I am loving sponsoring right now. This is like the first time in my life. I feel like Princess Anna from Frozen. For the first time in forever, I finally understand. I finally flip and understand the importance and the joy of sponsoring, guys. I enjoy it so much. I'm throwing my hands up saying hallelujah to offering the opportunity that I have topped all of my Black Status leaderboards with sponsoring. That's right. Like all the way up to the top. That's me. I have sponsored 14 people by today, October 23rd. I usually sponsor 0 to 3, guys. And I don't know what got into me. Well, I do know what got into me. And I'm going to tell you about it in this episode. So if you are a frequent podcast listener of mine, know that usually my 10-minute episodes, that's going out the window today, friends, because I'm going to be sharing with you all sorts of tips and tricks. I've had a lot of people reach out to me saying, what are you doing that is working so well? And that's what this episode is about. So if you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, if you are brand new, I want you to go find a podcast app if you don't have one. If you already have one, welcome to the club. Search Minute with Mary. But if you don't have a podcast app yet that you know of, find a podcast app and subscribe to this podcast, because this podcast is a great way for you to get free, easy information that you don't have to be using your data plan on. Don't you hate it when like there's like a 2-hour Facebook Live training and you're like, gosh, I need to drive and I don't want to use up all my data? That's why I podcast, friends, because it downloads to your phone, saves you your data charges. You can also follow me at minutewithmary.com or by searching Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube. Search that hashtag Minute with Mary. Please reach out to me, guys. I want to know who's listening. Even if you're just like, girl, I'm a listener, virtual high five, I'm going to be pumped to see that message. And if you're listening to this and you are not yet a presenter, come on and join the fun, guys. Head to joinminutewithmary.com. Let's get into the show. All right, so if you're tuning into this and you're like, who the heck is this girl? I don't even know, but my friend told me to listen to this podcast episode. Once again, my name is Mary. I'm a mom of two. I am a Green Elite Status presenter. I have been Green Elite for 2 years, and I'm ready to change that situation, friends. I am ready to move on up. I love this company. It came to me at a time that I really needed it to, and so I'm going to explain how I'm sponsored so many people right now. So when I first joined, I was a new mom of my second child. I was feeling really down. I really like lost a lot of the self-care that I was used to having. And I bought the kit as a kidnapper. And I am now the top sponsorer on my Black Status leaderboards. Let's hear that one more time, guys. I bought this kit to be a kidnapper. And now I am sponsoring the most people on my Black Status teams. This is important because you are often being told by people, don't go after kidnappers. Throw that out the window right now. You want to sponsor a lot of people? Let's do this, okay? So love the kit. Love the kit, because right now our presenter kit is flipping bananas. How many of you are jealous right now that this wasn't your kit? I know I sure am. It's so incredibly good. It's worth $450 US and it's $99 US. Like literally the Lash products alone are worth more than what you pay for the kit. So how am I doing this? I decided that for the month of October, I was not going to worry about my sales. Granted, we have an amazing customer kudos special going on this month. It would be kind of stupid for me not to be shouting that from the mountaintops, right? Well, that's okay. That's okay, because I need to sponsor. I know that if I want this business to rock and be the long game, that the long game is sponsoring. The short game is PRS, is sales, it's personal sales, right? So if you need money, you know, if you're in a financial situation where you're like, I need money now. I need money for my groceries. I need money for my electric bill. I need money for my phone bill. You need to sell. Like, this isn't necessarily the episode for you. I love you. I have been you. Okay. I sold a crap ton of makeup. My cat was hit by a car. I needed to pay vet bills like that next day. I was up all night long selling makeup. And because we get paid 3 hours later, not within the week, not within the month, this makeup business like saved me from going in debt. So if you need money, this sponsoring thing isn't for you right today, right now. You need to be selling. You need to be selling all this good stuff. And that's what November is going to be for me. November is all about selling. I want to make all the money so I can spoil my family. But right now in October, I told myself to pause my concerns about selling. That literally, if I had $0 in my back office for personal retail sales, I would not feel an ounce of remorse. Okay. I told myself to focus on the kit. And the reason being is that I know the long game. If you want to succeed in network marketing, it comes down to sponsoring. That the immediate satisfaction, the immediate boost in your pay is because of your personal sales. But really, if you're looking long term, you need to promote. You need a team to promote. And at the point that I'm at right now, as I said, I am green elite status. It's an amazing status. When you hit green, you get this extra awesome bonus. You get to go tour corporate. You get all these great perks to it. It means you have a pretty good substantial team underneath you. But I'm going to tell you what, green is tough because at green, you stay green until you teach someone how to be a green. So that means that I need to learn how to sponsor really well. I need to learn how to make sure that I launch those women very well. And then I need to teach them how to sponsor. And this has been something that's really been holding me back. You know, I look at all these people who are successful Black status presenters. And frequently I misjudged. I thought that you to be successful in this business, because it's a beauty business, I was picturing that you had to be, a 21-year-old, size 2, blonde, who can do amazing glam looks, is fantastic, has a viral, fandom. And those are the people who get to really rocket in this business. Those are the people who have all the time in the world, don't have a family to take care of, don't have another job. And I just had this like preconceived notion of what it actually took to get to be that successful. And mind you, I have the desire to be that successful. I have the desire for the emotional, the fiscal, the friendship. I want all of the things that come from Unique. But I was just nervous that either I missed the boat, I joined too late, or I was too old, or I was too frumpy, or my age spots would, not be really great to look at on camera. And I was wrong. I was so wrong. So I realized that Unique has been awesome for me, because when I first got that kit as a kidnapper, I got it because I needed to feel a bit more confidence in myself. I was feeling really, really low. I also didn't have a lot of money, okay? So people who are going to be looking at the kit are going to be seeing the deal in the kit. They're going to be saying, heck yes. These are generally not wealthy people, right? Wealthy people could spend the $450 and buy it. It's going to be your frugal people who could use that extra money who are going to be saying, I could use that. I could use that deal. And these are also people who probably are going to feel a lot more confident and creative once they get in the kit in their hands, okay? So they are going to feel really good about themselves about a month after they get that kit. They're going to be feeling so much more confident. Their lashes are going to be looking amazing with the primer and the serum and the 40, and they're going to be practicing some smoky eyeshadow looks. They might be trying out some new lip products. Maybe they'll have used the exfoliator mask or the brightening mask, and suddenly their skin's glowing. They're going to feel dynamite about themselves. You know who's going to notice? Their friends, their family, their coworkers. Even if they do nothing else with this business, you have just brightened a person's day, and they are probably getting complimented a lot more. That's awesome. But that kidnapper is also your ideal business builder, because a kidnapper needs confidence and a kidnapper needs money, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be this frugal. Okay, so how do we do this? First and foremost, you have to be real and open and honest and go live or share posts and talk about how this makeup has helped you feel more confident. So for me, I'm 37. I'm a mom of 2. I've got pimples, wrinkles, age spots. I'm like not in the best shape of my life, even though I wish I was, but it's probably because I eat my kids' leftover chicken nuggets every once in a while. I am me. I am not that girl that I thought you needed to be successful. I'm not 21 Barbie, okay? 21-year-old Barbie. I'm me. I'm 37-year-old Mary. But once I realized that that was my biggest asset, that being me and opening up about the things that make me feel a little less confident could actually get me some more customers, could get me some more teammates, I have run with it. So what I do is I go live or I do videos and I talk about items in the kit in particular. And I talk about how much more confident it makes me feel. How if I do nothing else but put mascara on my eyes, I feel pulled together. I feel beautiful. I feel like I got more sleep last night than I actually had. When I talk about the Uplift Beauty Oil, how that is something that is going to nourish my under eyes because I haven't been getting much sleep, but this is going to make me feel a bit more youthful. It's going to help reinvigorate those fine lines. It's going to bring more balance to my skin. Balance to heck my life because I feel a lot better if I look better, right? So I touch upon items specifically that are in the kit. I show people how I use them so that they feel more confident with these products. And I talk about how it makes me feel more confident. I talk about how it solves my problem. So use products in the kit in your videos and talk about how it solves your problems. You are not necessarily, if you're that 21-year-old Barbie, heck, go for those 21-year-old Barbies. I'm not looking for 21-year-old Barbies. I am looking for people, for women who are my age or older, who are dealing with the same issues that I am dealing with my face, being in this wonderful time of life, who want just something that can help them feel more confident, want something that they can help them feel a little more creative, help them feel like they got their groove back. So once again, one of the key things is you need to open up. You need to open up about what this makeup or the skincare does for you and how it changes your confidence. Because hitting those target pain points are going to make people pay attention. And it's going to make people want to get these products themselves. Then you're going to be talking about how incredible the value of the kit is in separate posts, in the same post, and left and right, and you are doing it. And I will tell you that I listened to this training. I've listened to a lot of trainings where they say, don't sell the kit. Don't sell the kit. You know, earlier this year in our company, we had like a really bare bones basic kit. I didn't sponsor at all. I think that was a couple of months that we had that bare bones kit because I didn't think it was that worth of a deal, that good of a deal. And I joined as a kidnapper. I wanted to be a darn good deal. And I felt kind of bad, you know, sponsoring people if all they got was a couple of things. Now they're going to be rock stars, right? So here's how I feel. Like, think of a dice. If you sponsor somebody and you're showing the kit and you're saying it's $450 worth of product for just $99, no strings attached, it's amazing, choose your own adventure. Worst comes to worst, you roll a one. This person buys the kit and you never hear from them again. They've got enough makeup to last them another decade. Maybe they buy makeup like once a decade, okay? Oh, well, like you helped someone out in this universe feel really good about themselves and they got a great deal. You got some good karma points when you roll a one, right? Not too shabby. Okay, so say you roll a two. They buy the kit and they like it a lot. And maybe from the skincare or the foundation, they make one extra purchase. Maybe they buy the bundle. Maybe they buy one of the kudos. They purchase it through their own link. That has now gone to your company sales. Anything that this person purchases goes now to your company sales. Look at you. Your company's growing. They may never purchase again. They may now go back to being a customer of yours. They may go inactive and just go back to being a customer. But at least now they've tried this amazing assortment of products. Maybe they purchased a little something here or there. Maybe they didn't. They let themselves expire and be terminated as a presenter and they go back to being your customer. Because I'm going to tell you, when you try out this much variety of products, you see the value, you see how amazing the quality is in these products, they're gonna come back at some point, okay? It's about following up with them, but they're gonna come back and at least be a customer of yours. So say you roll a four, they get the kit, they put on all this makeup, they're feeling dang good about themselves, and before you know it, their friend says, girl, you look good, and she says, yeah, thank you, I've started using all this new makeup. Now they have become representatives of your company talking about the makeup to somebody else. Okay, so it's important to make sure that you talk with these people about how they can earn commission. Maybe she doesn't want to earn commission. Maybe she introduces her friend to you, but she is now a representative of the company. She's feeling good about herself. And if you instill a love of unique, a love of this company in her, she will be open in letting other people know. You roll a six, that person's a business builder. They get the kit and they say, I want this. I want some money. Let's go. But if you roll a four, if you roll a three, four, or five, that is a person who's loving the makeup. is talking about the makeup, maybe they'll have a beauty bash with you. Maybe they'll have a makeup class. Maybe they'll invite a few more people of their friends who compliment them into your VIP group. You love on that person and you treat that person like they were an amazing customer of yours. You treat that person like they just spent $99 on your website. Because that's often a thing. You know, when you get a kidnapper, you're losing a customer. And if this person isn't a business builder, a lot of people write them off like, oh, whatever, I just lost, you know, all those sales. She's not going to buy from me for within a year. Treat that person like she just ordered, gosh, $450 worth of products. Follow up with her. Does she know how to use the eyeliner? Does she know how to use her brush? Does she know how to use the foundation swatches and how to put them on her face and how to color match herself? Help that person, because if she does decide to make any other purchases, it goes into your company. Help that person, because if she becomes more confident, she's going to be noticed by friends and family how much more confident she is. And she might tell them about the products and she might introduce you as her sponsor or you as the makeup person. Because each of these people, believe it or not, as a kidnapper, is a hostess of yours. What? You just said they were a kidnapper. I know. But if you roll anything above a 3, if they put those products on and they tell a single person about this makeup, they're a hostess. And we love our hostesses, right? They're the reason. They're like the doorway into the world. So I want you to think of kidnappers as people that you love on as if they spent $450 on your website. You are following up with them. You are thanking them for this purchase. You are so excited. You're going to help them understand how to use all these products. And you want to throw them a beauty bash. You want to throw them a beauty bash so that their friends and family can be even more excited and feel confident and creative about the makeup. And it's not going to be salesy, but as an added bonus, if this person has this beauty bash with you within the first 60 days, within the first 90 days, actually, they can get 20%. You'll just have it go through their link. You'll let them get the commissions, okay? You just want to help other women feel more confident and creative. And your goal through this is to meet their network. Your goal is to meet your kidnapper's network, because one of the worst thing that can happen is that one, when you roll a one, okay, you get the kidnapper and you never hear from them again. They buy the kit and see you later. If you introduce yourself to any of their friends and family, if you have a bash, if you have an affiliate party, if you can do anything with this person who just got a kit, they are going to be able to talk personally about these products. They're going to say, yeah, you know what? This mascara is amazing. Or I did try that mask and it exfoliated my skin beautifully. Like, they're going to have some street cred with their friends, but now you've met their network. And you haven't met their network through an affiliate link, you know, through your regular affiliate link. You've met it with this person who literally has $450 worth of product, who probably will be chiming in. So what you're teaching her now is how to be a business builder. You are possibly recruiting people for her team, which means your team, and you are educating people on these products. And if nothing else, if there's no sales from this beauty bash, if nobody joins the team from this beauty bash, you've now helped that one individual feel even more confident about how to use her makeup. And she most likely will at least become a wholesale customer of yours. And there is nothing wrong with wholesale customers. I feel like so many people focus just on finding business builders and they don't talk about the beauty of the kit and the beauty of being a wholesale customer. And I love wholesale customers because to me, they are self-sufficient. They know how to go on the website. They know what kudos means. I've already added them to the Unique Family Presenters page. So even if they never want to sell, I know that they are self-sufficient and I check in with them, you know, every once in a while. Hey, so are you putting in an order? Thank you for staying active, because that all goes to my company sales. And it allows me to, rather than spend a lot of time with them, hey, have you checked in this kudos? They already know about that. I now have more time to work on future customers. So kind of to catch you back up. So be open and honest on your wall with your posts, with your lives. Talk about how this makeup makes you feel more creative and more confident. You are looking for people who have your same problems. Do you have a lot of skin damage from being out in the sun? And have you found a foundation that really works for you and a primer that really works for you, or has a mask worked for you? Talk about that, because people who have that same problem are going to want it solved. And if it can be solved by an item in the kit, then talk about that. Talk about the deal in it. Then when you do get a kidnapper, because that's what you want. You want to open it up to everybody. When you do have that kidnapper, you want to educate them as if they just spent $450 on your site. You want to make sure they know how to use all of those items in that kit. You want to follow up with them, be excited when they get their kit, and then offer for them that they could have a beauty bash class with you. Okay? And I don't care if there's two people in this group. I don't care if there's 20, 50, whatever it is, because a lot of people don't want necessarily a party. But if you tell them, listen, I want to help more people feel confident just like you. And if someone else gets the same deal, I'm not getting commission off of it, but just, you know what? I'm going to give you a $50 coupon. If we have this beauty bash within 60 days of you getting your kit, and I'm going to show people how to do a smoky eye. I'm going to show people how to figure out which lip color is best for them. I'm going to share all these tips and tricks with them for free. I won't be salesy. But if anyone that you know likes this enough and wants to get the same deal, that $450 worth of stuff for $99, if they do it within your first 60 days, you get a $50 coupon you can use on anything within the next year. And now what's happened? Now you've got another potential person on your team who's going to roll a 1 through 6. And you do it like that. You're offering the kit. You are creating the opportunity by showing them how it's done. With a follow-up party, you're then being exposed to their network because maybe that initial kidnapper doesn't want to do anything, but maybe her sister is going to be your dynamite business builder and you have no idea. Maybe her mom is like completely influential and amazing on social media and the uplift oil could blow her flipping mind and then she could be like your skincare goddess on your team. You have no idea. The other thing I want you to think about is that growing your team is not selfish. Like offering the opportunity is not selfish. And I think that especially thinking about offering the kit as not being selfish is super important because there are people out there who can't afford $450 worth of products. And a woman on my team actually figured out that if you bought all of these same products at a drugstore, just the cheap brand stuff, it would still be more money than $99. It would probably be closer to like $150 to $200 if you bought all of the cheapy versions of this. So this is honest to God an amazing deal. And you could be changing someone's life. Someone could be really low on themselves. Someone could be, you know, just not getting a great job and wants to have some more confidence so they can go feel more confident about themselves when they're applying for new jobs. You could have someone who just went through a bad divorce and wants to feel like she could get her groove back. You could have a new mom like myself who really lost track of self, and this kit could instill some amazing confidence, but they need it at a deal. Your kidnappers need makeup to make them feel more confident, and they need it at a deal. And within a month, they're going to feel confident if you're following up with them. And they're going to realize what a great deal that was. And if you can help them have a beauty bash and make them a little bit of money, you might eventually turn a bunch of them into business builders. So share with people why this made you feel confident. Share the kit and don't feel bad about it. Let yourself know that once, twice, three, four times a year, you are going to not worry about your PRS that much. And you are going to share this kit with as many people as possible. Because no matter what you roll, a 1 through 6, someone out in that universe is going to feel more confident and more creative because of this kit. And you did some good karma out in that world. And the really cool thing, right now in October, there's 8 days left of October. It's 31 days. Woohoo. The cool thing about this is that I'm going to get this kit into lots of people's hands. Some of them are going to be business builders from the start. Some of them might turn into being hobbyists. Some of them might be wholesale customers. But what's really great about doing it right now in October, when it's traditionally a slow sales month anyway, is now they're going to have a beautiful assortment of products. And then what happens in November? We have a brand new customer kudos special. We have amazing Black Friday deals. You know that they're going to have tried all these products by then, realize the high quality, and if they want to buy some more, they might, right? There's so much excitement. So even if they just go to being a wholesale customer of yours, they're going to be able to buy this stuff at a 20% discount. They're going to feel great. It's going to go into your company and you're going to feel great. Don't feel bad about selling the kit. I think that that's like the moral of the story. Don't feel bad about selling the kit. If you sell the kit, listen, I have sponsored 14 people this month alone. I did not expect any of them to be business builders when I was having the initial conversation with them because I did not lead with the opportunity. I led with the kit. I talked about the advantages of the kit. After they signed up, I then talked about the beauty bash and I talked about how they can be making money from this. 2 people out of my 14 have already decided to become business builders this month. I think that's a win. even if one out of the 14 has already decided to be a business builder. I am currently throwing 10 beauty bashes for other people who of that 14. 10. I am throwing 10 parties, guys, like straight up parties, not affiliate links, but parties with a hostess who has $450 worth of products at home, who you know is going to be commenting, who you know is going to be sharing selfies. And as soon as she gets that $7 commission, when the first person buys a mascara, she's going to get hooked. And heck, next month in November, I might help out a little bit more and give her some posts so that she can post inside that group when we have a new kudos. I am teaching these people how to be confident business builders. Even if they decide to be hobbyists, I am now meeting their network through these parties because they may not want to be a business builder themselves, but someone in this beauty class might. And so that is your goal. It's another way to network. Sell the kit so that you can network. Sell the kit so that you can help people feel more confident. Be yourself. Don't worry that you're not the Barbie. Get out there and sponsor and get this kit into as many people's hands as possible. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Minute with Mary podcast. You can connect with me on social media. Once again, search that hashtag Minute with Mary. Did you have a light bulb moment in this episode? I would love to know. Not going to lie, I'm like sitting here in my basement. My cat's just like walking around my legs. I do this alone with the help of my husband who edits this. So when I do hear back from you that this was helpful, it means the world to me, guys. And if you feel like this provided any value in your effort to expand your dream business, do me a favor. Leave me an honest review and rating in that podcast app that we talked about. I check them. I see if anybody's listening. It means so, so much. And also you can share this episode with a friend or your team. Word of mouth has always been and will always be the very best way that podcasts like this are discovered. And if you want to hear more of me and the podcast that I produce along with this one, I'm going to let you know I'm a super duper nerd. I talk about Game of Thrones. I talk about This Is Us. I talk about Outlander. I talk a lot about TV and books, but they bring me loads of joy. And I often do these podcasts with my husband too. So you can find all of our projects at maryandblake.com. As for now, thank you so much for listening. My name is Mary Larson. Get out there and unleash your confidence. Go sponsor, guys. Go sponsor.